USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 500,000 people have now died from COVID-19 in the United States, almost a year into the pandemic. That's according to the latest numbers released from Johns Hopkins University. President Biden also observing a moment of silence Monday night. The power is back on for most Texas residents, but massive electricity bills, broken water pipes, and flooding could leave many in financial turmoil. Some estimates predict the cost could surpass the $19 billion in insurance losses from Hurricane Harvey. Houston resident Tabitha Charlton's house flooded during the recent storm. She also had a claim during Hurricane Harvey.
Dealing with the insurance company is a nightmare. It is a nightmare. I can deal with the damage. That could be fixed. But another 3.5-year battle with the insurance company, I don't have it in me.
That audio courtesy of CBS News, USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
President Biden is making moves aimed at helping small businesses during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. The new administration is adjusting a federal small business loan program to help minority and tiny businesses in low-income areas that have been unable to secure assistance. The loan program in question is the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP.
400,000 small businesses have closed. 400,000. And millions more are hanging by a thread.
The president also with a message for those Republican critics of his stimulus package.
Now, critics say the plan is too big. Let me ask them a rhetorical question. What would you have me cut? What would you leave out?
The White House also saying FEMA is assisting in every way possible to distribute aid to Texas after an emergency disaster declaration was issued for winter weather. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying FEMA has provided more than 1 million meals and over 4 million liters of water. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease Director Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Sunday's CNN State of the Union that Americans may still need to wear masks in 2022 to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Fauci was also asked on CNN to give advice regarding vaccinated grandparents visiting their unvaccinated grandchildren. He said recommendations will be coming out soon, but he wasn't going to make any on public TV. Regarding the vaccines keeping Americans safe, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire reminds everyone.
We have to point out that Pfizer and Moderna provide great efficacy in adults over 65 years. Pfizer has said it is about 94% efficacious, Moderna about 84%, and even look to Israel. It's preventing death in about 98.9% of the people. So it couple our natural immunity plus the vaccine-induced immunity. It's time to start getting people together. And yes, you can still have precautions in terms of mask wearing if you want to, but it's not about absolutes, Ainsley. We're not trying to get to zero risk. Just like wearing a seatbelt. Seatbelts only reduce the risk of death by 45%. Mm-hmm. Yet we still go out and drive cars. And that's what we're doing with COVID. We're trying to reduce the risk, but we're not going to get to zero.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.